Hi, this is Lucia with The Art of Love. I'm a dating and relationship expert specializing in helping you get your ex back. And welcome back, No Contact Army. Have you been a good little soldier or a bad little soldier? If you've been a good little soldier, then you've already downloaded my app Silencio. The link is beneath every single video. And if you too would like to join the No Contact Army, all you have to do is hit the subscribe button and the bell notification, and you're in. And to read the No Contact Army manual, go to NoContactSecrets.com, where you can read two free chapters before purchasing the book. This week, I want to talk about something that you must do immediately if you're in no contact, if you already haven't. And I know most of you probably have not. So I have an email here, or actually a YouTube comment, from someone who was a bad little soldier. So I will read what happened and we'll go from there. Okay. So he says, my Amazon Alexa is in my bathroom. And this morning when I said my ex's name aloud, apparently it called her as I was flying out the door on my way to work. You fly to work? I'm just kidding. Nevertheless, I received a text message saying, hey, I'm at work. Is everything okay? Seconds later, I haven't responded because I've been in no contact for 3 weeks since she broke up with me and is seeing someone else. Do I even bother responding? So there's a couple of things off with this, but that's actually not even the reason why I'm doing this video, but I do want to address these before I go on. And the first thing is, like, what are you doing by yourself in your bathroom saying your ex's name? Unless you were doing affirmations, maybe, but it's like, you know, people aren't usually in their bathrooms all of a sudden just saying their ex's name. And then secondly, I don't have an Alexa, but in order for her to call someone, aren't you supposed to say, Alexa, call so-and-so? Because otherwise, if she just starts calling people every time you say a name, then she would constantly be calling people. So don't you have to say, call so-and-so? So maybe someone can clarify. So I posted this in the community tab on my YouTube page, which if you haven't checked it out, you must, because we have some funny comments on there and I usually post every day. So I immediately went on there and I posted this and I said, you guys, this is a direct order to the No Contact Army. You have to take your ex's number out of your phone. Otherwise, things like this happen. And there's a few comments that were made, and I'm going to read some of them, and then I'll continue on with what you need to do regarding the situation. Okay, so one person said, I made that mistake of not deleting my ex's number. He was still set up as one of my emergency contacts. My phone was in my bag, and it did the accidental emergency dial. Next thing I know, my phone was making weird noises and calling 911. I started getting texts from my siblings asking if I was okay. They were also my emergency contacts. And then my ex texted asking if I was okay. I had to apologize and explain it was by accident, but I felt so stupid because he probably thought I did it on purpose. Exactly. Yeah, that's the other thing. Even if you can't remove their number for some reason, I know some of you, obviously you have to work with them or you have kids with them, then at least remove them as your emergency contact so that that doesn't happen. Here's another comment. Or just rename the contact to the phone number. That's what I always do. One time I had my AirPods in and I was having a conversation at work and the phone heard words that sounded like her name and called her. Ever since, I've just saved the number as the number. What is going on here? Like, phones are just calling people just because you say someone's number? Again, aren't you supposed to say call so-and-so? But see, here's the problem with just saving their number as their number. What if you're going through your phone and, you know, sometimes fingers have a mind of their own and you accidentally dial them because their number is still there, right? It's like, what is the resistance to removing the number? Just get it out of your phone. Make a note of it somewhere. But just get it out of your contacts so like these things don't happen and you've been in no contact for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, for whatever, and then all of a sudden, there you are dialing And now what? Okay, here's another few comments. I'm keeping every text from one of my crazy exes because I may need to show the court how crazy she is. So I don't know that removing the number from the contacts will necessarily get rid of the texts. You could test that out, but if it doesn't get rid of the texts, which you may need for court, then again, get rid of the phone number. And then one final comment, it said, a couple of years ago, I removed my ex-boyfriend's number from my phone. Months later, he texted me, and of course, I replied, who is this? When he replied with his name, I did not respond. And that takes me to another question that someone asked. And actually, by the way, before I answer the next question, let me answer the first question. So this guy's wondering what to do. You can do either. I mean, she's either going to believe that it was a butt dial or she's not. So you can just respond with, sorry, that was a butt dial. Or you can just do nothing. And if you do say there was a butt dial, they're more inclined to believe you if you're not trying to have a conversation afterwards. Because people will say, oh, sorry, that was a butt dial. Oh, but by the way, how are you? But if you just say butt dial and that's it, then it's like, okay, yeah, they probably did make a mistake. So it's really up to you. Either send a text or don't. It's not really going to make a big difference. But someone else mentioned that. They said, okay, so what if you take the number out and then they call you and you don't recognize the number and you answer? Or if you you block them and they call you from a different number and you answer, now what? So my first question to you is, why are you answering calls from people you don't know, that you don't know who it is? I never answer the phone, I know, unless I know who it is. And even sometimes if I do know who it is, I don't answer the phone. So I don't understand people who are answering the phone when they don't know who it is. Again, of course, sometimes there are the exceptions. Maybe you're a doctor and you have clients and you have to answer or something. There's always exceptions. But for the rest of us, are you that desperate to talk to people that you'll just answer any old number that calls? So stop answering the phone if you don't know who it is. But what happens if you do answer and it's your ex? What are you going to do? Okay. This is how this conversation should go. I'll play the part of both you and your ex. Okay. So you answer the phone. Hello. They go, hey, hi, it's me. Oh, hey, how are you doing? Good. How are you? I'm good. And then and go, okay, that's good. You don't laugh like I just did. And then say, hey, listen, I'm in the middle of something, but nice to hear from you and have a good day. And that's it. So you get off the phone real quick. And and if he really has something to say, he'll be like, wait, I just wanted to, whatever. But if they're just calling because they haven't heard from you and they're wondering why they haven't heard from you, then they're not going to have anything to say. So that way, by getting off the phone real quick, if they really do have something to say, they'll say, just wait, I have one thing to say. If they have nothing to say, then you're getting off the phone to show that you don't really care. Now, some of you might be saying, but that sounds too polite. And in fact, one of my clients, we were putting together a text for him to send to his ex, and he said, that sounds too nice. Yeah, because you want to be nice with your words and tough with your actions. Most people are tough with their words, but then they're nice with their actions. They're all bark and no bite. They're like a yappy dog, like, you know, calling their ex names, yelling at them, whatever. But then they break no contact 6 times. You need to be all bark and no bite. And so by being polite, if you respond, it happens to be them, you're getting off the phone. That's your bite. That's your toughness in actions. You don't have to be rude to them. That way, if you're always nice with your words, you don't have to apologize for anything. You don't have to feel guilty for anything and then think, oh my God, I shouldn't have said that. I need to apologize. I need to contact them again. Now you're breaking no contact again. So always, in all situations, personal and business, always be diplomatic with your words. Now, if you feel the need to be a little mean with your words, I understand, find a classy way to do it. One way that I do it is, let's say someone says something outrageous, something I don't agree with, I'll usually respond with, well, you can think that if it makes you feel better. Which basically means you're wrong, but if you want to be delusional, go ahead. Okay, so make sure you have some classy, clever comebacks if you're going to be not so nice with your words. So to recap, get the name and phone number out of your phone immediately, as soon as you finish listening to this, unless the number absolutely needs to be in your phone. Otherwise, don't do it, or you may end up dialing them by mistake. So I'm going to hear from you. Have you had an accident where you accidentally contacted your ex, or maybe an ex accidentally contacted you? What happened? Let us know. And in the meantime, if you would like to get my help personally to get your ex back, go to theartoflove.net. The direct link is below. If this video has been helpful, please remember to like, subscribe, and share. If you're listening to a podcast, please rate and review. And finally, remember that love inspires, empowers, uplifts, and enlightens.